Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all excuse the fresh start, people, all right? I'm not the same. Cause your word has changed me. It is hidden in my heart. My life has a fresh start.
Good morning, so Lord, praise the Lord. So glad to be with you this morning, and thank you for being with us. This is Pastor Stevenson, and we thank God for you on this Wednesday morning, the middle of the week. God has been and continues to be good to us, and I'm grateful and thankful to God. Thank you so very much for your prayers and your concerns on Monday, those of you who were on, thank you for just your prayers and for your concerns and everything. We thank you. And we are grateful tonight. We are back with our recharge. So we'll be back at 7 at our East New York location, and we will continue unpacking our salvation. We've missed a couple of weeks at this point between Resurrection Sunday and Passion Week, and then just giving a break after all of those festivities, just giving people an opportunity to rest. So we missed about 3 weeks, and so we'll pick up tonight. Just finishing up with salvation, and as we walk through the tenets of our faith, what we believe, and so we will continue to deal with salvation and our salvation. What does it mean? How was it purchased? How do we have it? And do we lose it? And just kind of walk through some of that. So just come on, jump back in, so that we can learn together and grow together, and experience God and His word together. This morning, I think all of the children have that standardized test, which for the first part of it is this morning. And so we want to pray for our young people, our children, as they embark on this first part of this very big test for them. It's a very big test for them. A lot of pressure. Our young people are under a lot of pressure when it comes to this test. And so we want to spend today praying for them and asking God to give them peace and give them comfort and help them to you know, calm down and not be overly nervous about these tests. There's so much weight put on these tests, and our children feel that. They feel that pressure. So we want to pray for them. We want to pray for them. We want to pray the scripture that says, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and your mind. So we want to pray that over our children, that they will have the peace of God, that they will walk in peace and know that God is on their side, that they've been preparing, and we want them to rest in the fact that that God is with them, that God is with them, and that the Holy Spirit will bring back to them, bring back to them this all which they have learned and studied, and we're just going to believe God for that. Amen. I don't know if it's everybody taking it this next 2 days, but I do know that my son is certainly taking the next 2 days, and many of the schools in our district where our church is. And so we just want to pray for them. We pray that God will bless and just help our children, help them as they prepare themselves for this test. Just keep in mind that relationship, don't forget that series that we are dealing with, the relationship series is really, really a blessing. You unpack some things. Something I want you to spend some time thinking about, look back at your notes, see what God is saying. And I was talking with some people yesterday who were expressing how much they learn and grow from it. I told myself, don't declare your relationship style until you hear the other two styles. Don't declare it yet. There are four, until we talked about two of them on Sunday. And so we want to unpack the other two this Sunday. And so you should bring someone with you, bring somebody with you to one of our services where we can take a deep dive, on this whole idea of our style of relationships. How is that we are wired and cut so that we can get better and become who God is calling us to be, making decisions about the legacy that we desire to leave to our family, and from that changes will come. People don't change until they decide that there's something different that they want. We don't change just because we want to change or just because people think we should change. All change happens when we believe that change should occur. Until we believe that things should be different, they normally are not different. And so we want to spend some time doing that. So you make sure that you get one of our morning services on Sunday at 8 a.m., 9:45, at our East New York location, the corner of New Lots and Pennsylvania Avenue, and then 11:30 service at our Spring Creek location, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatland in Brooklyn, right inside of that's the school auditorium. Amen. So we would love to see you. Love to see you in one of those two services. Let's go ahead and prepare ourselves to pray for our children. Let's do that today. We want to bombard heaven for them. We want to really believe God for them in this moment. Come on, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful and thankful for another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for being with us and helping us. We thank you, God, for who you are and all that you continue to do on behalf of your children. We thank you, God, for how you answer our prayers and how you show up in the middle of what we cannot do. We thank you for how you bless us when we cannot bless ourselves, when we cannot keep ourselves to keep us, when we cannot deliver ourselves, you deliver us, when we cannot even understand ourselves, God, you understand us and you help us. So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are doing. We affirm that you are God, and beside you there is no other. We adore you, for you are good. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth endures to all generations. And we want to say, we bless you and we glorify you. We magnify you. We honor you, God, because you by yourself are worthy. There's none like you in all of the earth. We could search for all eternity and we would find that there is none like you. There is none like you, and we thank you for being unique. Thank you for being gracious and for being wonderful to us, even when we know we do not deserve it. You give us what we don't deserve. You love us through our good and our bad, and we say we adore you for it. We honor you for it. We confess to you that we have fallen short, God. We have sinned in our life. We fall short of your glory. And we ask for your forgiveness. Forgive us for sin. Forgive us for the mistakes that we make, the shortcomings that we have. Forgive us, God, for where we fall short, where we do not meet the mark of who you need us and who you've called us to be. And we thank you, God, because we recognize that as a born-again believer, we have the right to come to you and just confess our sins. And knowing that when we confess our sins, as your scripture has said, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we say we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for the privilege of confessing our sins with boldness and not being ashamed and not being put into the corner. We confess, Lord God, that we recognize you love us. We recognize that you are taking care of us. We recognize that we can't do it without you. We recognize that your great love for us is the purpose and the reason that we are not consumed. It's because of your love. It's because of your grace. It's because of your mercy that we are not consumed. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for protection. Thank you for forgiveness of sins, God. We thank you for another day. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, that even though we do not understand all that you do and we cannot trace all that you are doing, we thank you because we know that you're doing something. We thank you because we know that you are on our side in some way. We thank you because we know that you have never left us nor have you forsaken us. So, God, we want to say thank you for grace. Thank you for all that you are doing. And now, God, we come to you on behalf of our children. Oh, God, this standardized test, this test which they weigh so heavily, we pray in the name of Jesus that, number one, you would give our children the confidence they need to stand firm in the testing time, that would give them confidence, Lord God, to stand up. You're with them, and God, they've studied, they've prepared, they've been working so hard. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you be with them and that you bring back to their remembrance that which they have studied, that you calm their spirit, God, that you calm their spirits, that you help them to recognize that you're with them, that you've never left them, and you ain't going to leave them now. I pray, God, that you would remove the nervousness from them and remove them thinking in any way that they are this test. I pray, Lord, that you'd remove their identity being connected to how they do on this test. Help them to know that their parents, we love them. No matter what, we love them, and we want them to do their very best, and that they are not a failure. No matter what happens here, but we decree victory and miracle. We decree that you're going to be with them and you're going to calm them. Holy Spirit, come upon our children now that they might stand in victory today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We know that you are already doing it. We know that it's done. Calm their spirits and help them walk in without the nervousness and help them to know who they are. And they are more than a test. But God, we believe victory today over our children in this testing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Make sure that you encourage your team today. Give them some encouragement for this test. I'm going now to catch up with my son before he gets out of here and pray for him once again. So you make sure you do that. Let your children know how proud you are of them and that all you expect from them is to do their best and that God will be with them. We love you, and I'll talk to you tonight. Bye.